السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات أجيب الدعوات رفيع الدرجات رافع السماوات وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سوى بها نحيا وبها نموت أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز وفرقانه المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإلهٌ مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون وقال تعالى أيضا وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله مولانا العظيم. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم من نفس مؤمن قربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه من كرب يوم الآخرة. وقال أيضا الدعاء سلاح المؤمن وقال أيضا الدعاء مخ العبادة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. All praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer and nourisher and provider and protector. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does things with means and without means and against means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can do anything. There is no one is there to ask, because He is the creator of each and everything. He is the creator, sustainer, provider, protector. He does everything. So there is no one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran also, لا يسألوا أما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. Every action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one is there to question. For example, when you take in this dunya, in this world, when you do something mistake, when you do some wrongs, there are people who will pinpoint and show the mistakes, and they will be against, you know, they will be start talking, there will be a group performing against us because we are not doing the right thing. So we cannot, as human beings, we cannot do just things as however we want, whatever we want. There is a creator, we have certain code of conduct, we have certain principles. So that's the difference between the creator and the creation. We are all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged in the many places in the Quran. Allah says, بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ, in His hand only entire kingdom is there. Superpower, everything. So my dear respected elders and brothers, youth in Islam, so it's very important that we have to keep in our mind that we have come to this world. It is dunya that we live according to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please Him. Whatever He says, we do it. That is very important. We can refer the stories, what happened from the time of Adam alayhi salam until now, the nation before. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them chance, gave them time, gave them opportunities, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. But they couldn't react in such way that Almighty will please with them. We have to remember there is one above us, is looking us, is watching everything. That mashallah, we believe in that, we are Muslims and mu'mins, we know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And secondly, peace and salutation may upon our beloved master, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to guide the entire human being until the day of Qiyamah. That is very important. That's why along with the every dua and salawat, we remember our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name. Every occasion, every dua, every bayan, everything we take, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name will be mentioned. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. So it's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a success behind this guy. A success behind this by following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By following the lifestyle of sahabas, seeing them. Why did Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the Quran about their sacrifice, what they did? Because they have achieved and they have lived and showed. Every story, every incident behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send amongst them a nation, amongst them a Nabi, so that people will accept, so that people they won't blame saying that you are not a person, you are an angel, or you came from the heaven, you don't follow us. There was no room has been kept for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is chosen such way. So that's very important, and we remember Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we follow. In that way, summary to say, whatever we take, Quran and the Sunnah, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the hadith, the Quran, all the ayat of Quran, 6,666 verses, and the hadith, Bukhari, Muslim, the entire Siyar Sitta, whatever we take, the summary of it, what? It guiding us towards the end of the day, that to obey the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. To put us in a track, in a way that wherever, that we make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment here, in this occasion, in this place that I am practicing. Allah is pleased with me. And along with that, sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can't take one and leave one. Adam alayhi salam also, Prophet Adam alayhi salam also realized that why Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with his kalima la ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That means there is something special here. Allah has chosen him. By mentioning and asking by the sake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. So some were saying, but no, only Quran is okay. I only take the Quran verses. I only follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It joins both things. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete this Deenul Islam along with the Quran and Hadith. Goes together. We can't leave one. Whatever has been mentioned in the Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to support that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say the hadith. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, alhamdulillah, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance. You know, this, since it's a holiday season and long weekend, but still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a chance and opportunity to come and to listen. This shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. To come for and sit in the masjid, in the palace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to listen to certain words, to discuss certain words. So that in the intention that whatever we listen, that we will be able to practice in change in our life, bring a change in our life. So the topic also, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, how? It is our nation. And what is our role? What has to be done by each and every individual by living in this country? A Muslim. What is my duties towards Allah? Not only towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each and everyone. Because when we are living, for example, okay, when we are living in this dunya, in this land, that we have a responsible, we have a right towards the earth, towards the family, towards the neighbors, everything. That is very important. Each and everyone start realizing and start acting according to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a biggest change. How can we bring this? How can we do this change? Let us go back and study the history and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them. Every nation, first Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make them realize, you know, the thing what you are doing, it is wrong. What you are doing is mistake. To make, remind them, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent certain time to time prophets. Their mission was to remind them towards their, what is their role towards Allah. What they supposed to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, by sending to this world, Allah says, I have created human being, خُلِكَ الْإِنسَانَ ضَعِيفًا. I have created human being with weakness. The weakness is that whatever we see, for example, when we are in the environment, in the masjid, that is the nature. When we are with the good people, we listen to that and our mind starts changing. We want to do things. We want to act. As soon as we come out, as soon as we go to another place, the environment changes, we also change. So that's we need, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, time to time, that to remind ourselves. Today we know what things are happening in this dunya. But no matter whatever happens, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. He is responsible towards us. That from the time He created, from the beginning, from the day one, till the death, till the mouth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible that He will sustain, He will provide, He will protect, He will look after, everything He is protecting. But in order to that, certain things He has mentioned and He has guided us that we have to do that. If we are in the track, if we are doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy. Whatever happens, we don't have to worry and we, whatever happens. By speaking, nothing is going to happen. by shouting or by screaming, by, for example, to give, or by protesting, nothing is going to happen. Very important thing is that we have to change each and every individual. The time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the Sahabas were. We cannot give excuse that they were Sahabas, they were prophets, and they lived with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That environment is such, so they didn't do sin. They also human being. They also got married. They also lived, had children, but they showed how to live. How simple is this dunya? Their objective, their main thing was to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To obey the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it comes, whatever happens, no matter, they want to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever they are, whatever they do, they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran ayat, the verse of the Quran ayat, immediately they implement. That's what their ego is. Their ego, every ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala they want. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in this way, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding us for this important thing in this era. What we supposed to do? What can we do? For example, we are living in this country as a Sri Lankan Muslims, as a minority. What can we do? Only thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran also, if you have a difficulty, if you are facing a difficulty, whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding that towards, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُلْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضَ إِلَهُمَّ اللَّهُ. This surah comes in Surah An-Naml, the ayat comes in Surah An-Naml. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who supplicate, those who divert themselves, yujibul multarra, in the difficult situation. In a difficult situation, that what can we do? You know what happens here now. World has become in such way, injustice, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. He will give them chance, no matter whatever they do. Whatever they do, but there is a time will come for them that everything will be taken by force. There is no choice after that. We don't need to say the name and mention it, whatever. We can refer and see what is happening, what has happened though for those who leaders before us. The countries, they were ruling, they were making injustice, whatever. What happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them chance. 30 years or 40 years, that's it. The period. But they have to realize. So end of the day, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it's very important thing is that we all of us here, we didn't come to live in this dunya, in this world, forever as a permanent place. Everybody has to die. That one day our destination, the mayyat, the mouth, we have to come. The main thing is we have to question ourselves, am I ready to go to that place? So today is everybody is busy towards the dunya, towards the worldly thing, material thing, that we have forget the main object. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, Allah reminds the nation before, what happened to them? وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَانَا مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلْنَاهُ نِعْمَةً مِّنْ نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ وجعل لله أندادا ليضلوا عن سبيله قل تمتعوا بكفرك قليلا. الله سبحانه وتعالى is demanding a group of people. They were traveling. All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, that is what happened, not a story or lie that created it. To read the verses of ayat of Quran ayat and to realize why this happened. Today all of us read the Quran, but we don't understand the meaning. We don't know. That's why it's not so effective. So we also try to read along with the Quran, the ayat, the verse along with the tarjuma. Then we'll know what has been spoken in this. Or if we have a tafsir, subhanallah, today there is enough of tafsir. Tafsir Ibn Kathir in English. You can refer along with reading the Quran ayat, refer to the story. The incident, what happened. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ الضُّرُّ. They were in a difficult situation. They were in trouble. They were traveling in a ship, mid of the sea. دَعَانَا ضُرٌّ. Now there is no one else for them now. Now only they remembered. All these days they were happily traveling in the ship and whatever. Suddenly a calamity comes. Suddenly this thing comes. Didn't realize. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that from the day beginning, from small itself, from mashallah, I see lots of youngsters, youth, small children, from the day itself, from small itself, that we have to build ourselves, our iman and aqidah, the faith that whatever happens, no matter what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give, it's what is written for you. I don't have to worry that my rizq will come searching behind me. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that you will be a rich person in this dunya, that I will be rich. If I'm a poor person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that we will live in this dunya as a poor, we have to live. Whatever we make effort in, whatever we do, nothing is going to happen. So that is very important. So each and every one individual that we have, alhamdulillah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me, I'm happy with that. So whatever, for example, suddenly, 2 days before what? The price, vehicle price, everything may come. So what to do? What can we do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this moment, this situation, what we can do, Allah? You know the situation. We can speak towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the things ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up another way. Open things. Then the Quran. So this ayat, durrun da'ana. So when they are traveling now, they are in a difficult situation. Muniban ilayhi thumma idha khawwalna. So now all of them are now unable, helpless in the mid of the sea. Now they are saying, Allah, ya Allah, help us to come out from this trouble. But when they were happy living, when they are traveling in the ship, they were okay. They didn't bother about it. Suddenly something comes, come across only. They opened it. So likewise, my respected elders and brothers in Islam, all this, what is happening in this dunya, in this world, it is a lesson. It is an eye-open for us. We must take a lesson and we must prepare ourselves. For example, how the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show and indicate that there will be a difficult situation. Food crisis will come. So Yusuf alayhi salam realized that what he did. He started storing the food. Subhanallah. They realized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some indication. As mu'min, as human being, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show, because you are doing this, this is happening. You have to turn, divert yourself. That we must ask always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, to guide us, you know, to realize our mistakes and sin also, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to guide us. That we think, no, I am doing perfect. I am right. I don't have to do things, whatever. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we might be wrong. So these situations, whatever happens, that is a lesson for our Muslims. The president is, for example, he is not providing. One, Allah is there. No one can stop the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for you, that somehow it will come. What to do? The situation, the dunya, the time is coming that we have to go for the olden days. How they were living olden days, 50 years or 100 years back. All it was without any IT system or materialism. In naturally they live. Now everything has become materialism. We have got used to the machine, a computer system and everything. But for us it's difficult. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we have to gear it up. We have to think for ourselves. The future. Like this when it goes, what is going to happen? So our role towards Allah, towards this nation, towards the country, that is, we have many aspects, many ways that we can show. One is towards the akhlaq. Because we are living in a country which is not a Muslim country, which is a Buddhist country. MashaAllah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the facilities. We are freely practicing Islam. We are freely doing things like a Muslim country. So we have to show our akhlaq, best characters towards them. It's a one way. One way towards our role towards this, towards the nation, because they are innocent people. Our responsible that towards them to show the akhlaq, to give da'wah to them. For suddenly, for example, alhamdulillah, whatever it happens, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still giving. Our Muslims are living, mashallah, very nice. Without suffering, without either food, whatever. Living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in such way. Because we believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In nice way that we are enjoying in this dunya. We are enjoying in this dunya. That means we dress nicely. Comparing to others, you see, we are dressing nicely, going, eating, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given freely, open. So that, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, before the time comes, before the, like how Yusuf alayhi salam realized, the time will come that we have to gear it up. So how it will happen? By dua. It's very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. One is towards our akhlaq, towards the character, we have to build ourselves. There's many ways. Non-Muslims, we are mingling with them. We show whoever, who we are, our Muslims, our akhlaq, smiling towards them. Whatever good, we don't have the right to retaliate that because he did like this. He's having revenge on me. Oh, he's a very arrogant person. He might have, but we show our akhlaq. We come towards them to him. Whatever he do, whatever they do, no matter, we smile to them. We show towards our akhlaq. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam achieved? How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam get all this subhanah? Lady, non-Muslims, a lady was troubling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much? Throwing dirt on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't retaliate that, showing back that, no, because you are hitting, I will also show back. I will show a lesson for you. No, my akhlaq. That is very important. Nowadays, that only we can. By coming down, by humbleness, by respecting, whatever he does, that for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take. We are not here to take revenge and show him, because you did, I will show you. I will show you a lesson. No. We immediately what we have to do, that Allah, this person has done for me this. You were looking. Because he knows. He's watching. He's looking that whatever injustice happened to us, we can only speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. So that is very important. Very important nowadays to survive, to live is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guiding us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is now I think the time has come. The time we have to get it up there. We have to increase our du'as. One way towards akhlaq, one way towards our du'a, towards ibadat. The day will come, days will come, our food, our things, you know, it will be towards the zikr, du'a, prayers. So how we can, that time we're going to stand. It's very important. So day by day, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, leave aside from the material, depending on this. Even still is there, but we have to ask by Allah subhanahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, dua is there, is a weapon of a Muslim, subhanAllah. It is a weapon. Dua'u silahul mu'min. So weapon means that any time, any moment we can use, that like for we have it, we defend ourselves, we know that. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a weapon, how can we utilize? So the time has come now. Anything, there's no point, you know, shouting and screaming and discussing amongst the friends, you know, today, see, the price has gone up, the petrol price has gone up, the vehicle price has gone up. What to do? One is there. Allah will give chance for you. No matter whatever they do, they have to pay back. They have to do, if they are doing injustice. But our role towards that is sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that, let us, now the time is right now, that we will increase our amal. I was praying 2 rakat sunnah every day, okay, let me make increase 4 rakat. Like how the price is going up, things are going up, okay, let, in this part, we'll build up towards this side. Are we ready to do those things? Whatever is written, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي. If my servant, my slave of Allah subhanahu, we all of us are servants. We all of us are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadi, if asked by me, I am ready to give. Because today, my dear respected elders and brothers and youth in Islam, we all of us want to get our rights. Our rights mean I want. This is my rights. He must give me. We fight towards our rights. But we don't think about it. What is my duty towards him? Did I do for him? Did I do for him? From the beginning, from the family, towards the brothers and sisters and father and mother, towards the employee, whatever. What is my role? Did I do? So we don't do these things. We try to shortcut and we try to do it and we expect that I must get it. How can it happen? So all the blames, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it comes back towards us only. Whatever it happens. We cannot blame our Almighty Lord. We cannot scold Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. In Surah Al-Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very nicely Allah says, وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. Insan, human being will say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him nicely, you know, happily, everything, he say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has فَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. Allah has, you know, sustain me. Allah has respect me. Allah has given me. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. He's saying. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start testing our life. Because the life is such, you know, in this, from the day beginning, from till mouth we have to pass stages. And with your youth, after that we'll get married, after that we have to become fathers and grandfathers. It goes on. Every stage, every step, there will be a different kind of difficulties. So inside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling, Allah knows because He's a creator. He knows how we think and how we live. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. If a problem comes, difficult comes, you say, Allah is torturing me, you know, Allah has not given to me anything. See what is every day is happening to me only. Why it is happening like this? Start with. No, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. This shouldn't happen. It is very important. This shouldn't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whom to give, what to give, where to give, whatever. But to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us without any ni'mat. Everybody is, mashallah, having one another. Certain people will have money, but they don't have the capacity of doing things. That's how this world, dunya, has been balanced by poor, rich, educated. So all has to give their role. It's towards this nation, towards the community, towards the family, that supportively. We cannot clap hands with one. Both the hands, if with both the hands when you clap fully, there will be a noise supportively like this. So all the incident, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in the Quran, in the Hadith, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, see, Nuh alayhi salam's people also, they were doing fasad, corruption in this dunya, in this world, because Allah gave them everything. They were rich, wealthy, everything. Nuh alayhi salam said, O people, please don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah is there. Allah is there. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship. You do whatever. That's it. He gave da'wah. But these people didn't listen. These people rejected. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala signs and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandment coming towards Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam started saying that what? You build a ship, an ark, and you put all your people. The time, because we might mustn't say that, oh, what's wrong with him? He is doing this. Like Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated and showed that for 7 years, because he started preserving food, saving food, when that calamity, difficult food crisis was coming, for entire 7 years, food was being stocked. And they will be able to reduce, to give the entire country, entire people. So this is how, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, we shouldn't, another thing is our role towards the family, towards the nation, whatever. If we earn 100 rupees, we don't spend everything, we don't waste everything, we try to keep something. Try to reduce our extravagance. That will save another person's life. Save a family. Save a future. Now it's a bit like this. For example, the children, the young, the youth, their future, what will happen? In the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we also have to make certain kind of, as a tawakkul, preparation also. We also have to do some preparation and ask Allah. This much only we can do. Like how? Tawakkul, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, and the Sahabas also did like this. Keep tawakkul first. You have to lock your doors. You have to lock your vehicle. You have to tie your camel. Then you ask, Ya Allah, Bismillah, tawakkal tu ala Allah. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Everything is there, my dear respected. The doors have been closed. That by following, by doing this, inshallah, each and every door will be opened by tapping the doors. We are not ready. We have to gear it up. We have to be ready and knock each and every door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors. So that's very important. One aspect, one towards our akhlaq, build up of akhlaq. Because for example, the brothers, youth, the brothers who are going to school, Muslims, not Muslims, mixed schools, so the non-Muslims also there. We have to show that huwa, our akhlaq. When they see a Muslim, they will have a good impression. Towards akhlaq. The second part is towards the dua. There are certain conditions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you ask dua, I will give you in such way. Three people's dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never ever reject it. Definitely. 100% sure. That is Allah subhanahu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the first dua which the parents asking towards their children. Parents' dua is immediately being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So children also should know how to please and make them happy to listen to the parents. By listening, by obeying the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you all the paradise. All of us know that our paradise is Jannah, is lying under the feet of parents, mothers. So we have to listen to them, whatever they say. So when they are happy, by the heart itself, they will make dua. They will ask, MashaAllah, my son is such a. Ya Allah, give him a good future. Give him such a. That is dua. Allah subhanahu, there is no barrier. Straight away it will go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. That is one. The second hadith, the second thing is, da'watul madhulum. The oppressor, the person has been oppressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will immediately accept all the du'as what he is asking. So in every aspect, see, by the way, we have been oppressed. We are not getting what we are supposed to get. The rich people, those who are ruling, they are taking everything, they are grabbing everything, whatever. But we can ask by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, in this way, we have been oppressed. Today what is happening? The richer is getting more rich. The poor is getting towards, getting hit. The poor is getting down towards it. Cannot survive. Cannot do anything. Subhanallah. So who? This is an oppressor. What has to be happened? So this also, if we raise the hands in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have been oppressed individually, whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely. So we have to make sure in that way we shouldn't live. We mustn't oppress anybody. Even though we don't do amal, big amal, praying or whatever, but as long as we don't hurt others, we don't oppress others, that is very important. We don't take other people's rights, you know, grabbing the haqs of other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. That is very important. Today certain things are happening that one way they are doing, but in another way they are grabbing people's haq. They are doing sin and losing all the things. People are crying. Mazloom, being oppressed, it's very important. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this is also our role. Each and every individual start thinking that I shouldn't do any mistake to others. Let him do whatever he wants. That I don't deserve to retaliate him or punish him because he did. We will leave this to hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will tell, Ya Allah, this person Muhammad did for me this. Ya Allah, you take care of him. You look after him, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by going to retaliate, by going to fight and do it, what will happen? The things will become worse. Argument, fighting. We'll never find the cure for this. And the third dua is which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who is traveling, the person who is traveling, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the dua, the person who is traveling. The travelers. So today, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that today we should have less talking, less speaking, show by the action. Action makes you more perfect. By actions, what? Like I said, like how the price is getting increased. We also let us, in one side, let us increase our amal and ibadat. Things are going up, up, and let us, okay. We pray 2 rakat sunnat, let us pray 4 rakat. We read Quran one ayin, let us do 2 ayin. Challenging by the amal, by the act of worship. That will make you perfect. That will make you happy. That all the stress or whatever, because we won't have the worry. Comparing to others, for example, we are, mashallah, alhamdulillah, kept peaceful because we know the yaqeen and iman, Allah is there. But others, they live in, if something happens, for example, certain countries, that if they stop something, they will starve to death. Because their yaqeen is what? Their faith is what? This only is giving food for us. If they stop it, we can't do like this. No, nothing like that. If one door has been closed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open many doors. There are many ways which will come. We don't have to worry. That is the principle in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teaching that. So the traveler's dua, when we are traveling also, we ask by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, this way. We do the thing and submit. Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah has been mentioned. Dua is the core essential of ibadah, each and everything. We fast, for example, see after fasting, Ya Allah, Allahumma laka samtu wa bika am. And we ask, we read the dua, Ya Allah, I fast, you accept my fast. We give zakat, we pray, sadaqah, every action, after that we end with the dua. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, whatever with the dua. So that means, that shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah will accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. So from the time of Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happened? They didn't realize. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a flood and destroy the entire people. Because got them chance, they didn't accept Allah, they didn't believe, they didn't do what they supposed to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you take after Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam's people, Ad, they also had a good life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them barakat, open, because everything was there, land, beauty, powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in that, in the Quran also, I have not فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. Allah subhanahu, before the nation, I have not created like this. Huge people. They lived in this dunya, but they make corruption, fasad. They challenge with the Nabi. They challenge with the Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. By the wind, by rain, by storm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, everybody will be given a chance. Today, my day for example, tomorrow your day, everybody will get a chance. Allah will give everyone a chance to see how we are reacting. So by living in this dunya, by living in this country, we have to make shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to love this country, our nation. We have to love them, make dua for them. How much freedom has been given? Whatever it happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care. Because for example, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith has been mentioned. This world, this dunya has become a sijinul mu'min, like a prison for a believer. That means, for us, we have a code of conduct. We cannot oppress, or we cannot do haram things. We cannot do things whatever, however we want. So there is a code of conduct and there is walls, for example, to protect us. Quran is there, and the Hadith is there, and the Sahaba's lifestyle, the Imams are there, the leaders are there. So it's all like four walls, parapet walls, we have been protected. We have been protected means that the nation that they are reminding us, don't do this. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving some advices. Everywhere, mashaAllah, we are getting that when we are diverting towards ourselves, our diversion, going here and there and a problem comes quickly, Imams, the leaders, they remind us to get back. Sijnul Mu'min. But wajannatul kafir. But non-Muslim, a disbeliever, for him it is Jannah, paradise. So if it's paradise, we have believed what? There is a real, true life start after the death, metaphysical world. In Akhirat only our life start. Whatever here, it's temporary. We have to live temporarily and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the mouth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our real start, life is starting. Forever. So, wajannatul kafir, they can do whatever. We can't see them, or see he's doing that, they are doing this, and being selfish, or try to do like them, wishing. No. Because for us, there is a better life, hereafter, mashaAllah, in Jannah, in paradise, there is no restriction. So, comparing that, it is jannatul. They can do whatever they want. No one is there to ask. They can, any amount of enjoyment in this dunya they can. So we have to keep it in that mind. Everywhere, wherever we go, that I am a Muslim. We have to believe in such way. We have to do in such way. That always that reminder. Remembering, وَذَكِّرْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ By reminding each other that we will Mu'mineen, tanfa'ul mu'mineen, it will benefit us. So yes, subhanAllah, see how many kinds of programs are taking place. Every week, Jummah, and the programs, by advertising, by the, everywhere. Why? To remind us. Remember, listen, in such way. The world is such way. To be in the track. So that is very important, our nation and our role. We have to love our country. Whatever it happens, we ask may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The key thing is today, the key main thing is, we have to build up ourselves, our akhlaq. Towards akhlaq, good character. We don't have the right to retaliate and take argue and punish him. Let him do whatever. We smile to them, akhlaq to them. Then the person who is enemy also, he might think, why he is doing? The enemy also might change himself. It is smiling in Islam. Even a small thing what you are doing, it is act considered as a rewardable act. Looking up a brother's or friend's face and smiling to this thing, sadaqah. تَبَسُّمُ وَجْهُ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً Subhanallah. So smiling, look at him, greeting also sadaqah. See, every act. The hadith, last hadith of Bukhari, we mentioned with Khafifatan, Saqilatan, Habibatan ila Rahman, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, by uttering, by reading this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes by uttering and reading this zikr, this kalima. By reading Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallah. And Saqilatani fil Mizan. And in the Mizan, that means the weighing scale also will be so weighted. And it is easy to utter for us. Khafifatan. It is easy to utter, say that, to get this reward. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in this hadith explanation, even a small thing what we are doing in this dunya, we smile, smiling is a good thing. Akhlaq, sadaqah, But in what intention we smile? In what intention we smile? You know, certain smile is there that to smile and look at him to hint. If we smile in that intention, that smile in hint, that smile will become a sin. The same smile, we smile in a sadaqah, in a happy way, in a make him happy, in a good, that same thing, that same reward will be heavy. So everything, small thing what we are doing, how our intention. The hadith, the first hadith was in Bukhari, innama al-a'malu binniyat. Every action depends upon your intention. Every action depends on your intention. What intention you do, what intention you start. If your intention is wrong, the entire thing is wrong. If your intention is good, the entire thing is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you according to your intention. This hadith also became famous because of Sahabi. His intention was to migrate, to go towards Medina. He wants to get married there. His heart, his intention, niyat was that. He went there, he got married. He got what he wanted. Because his intention only for that. He kept niyat only for that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, later, soon after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told and realized, make him realize. So when we all keep intention, also start something, we start, keep good intention, good niyat, which is big, Allah will help me, I start with a good intention, start with this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. Because every individual needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give. Especially in this era, in this zaman, in this time, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Money cannot do anything. Knowledge cannot do anything. Our powers, our status, our job cannot do anything. Depending on that, though I am a CEO of the company, I have a vehicle, I own this, deep thinking that and we cannot survive. Next moment, next minute, don't know what will happen. So we always tawakkul, fear Allah. Ya Allah, I need your help. You have given me. I'm trying my best as human being. That too is the best thing. Instead of speaking and becoming a sinner, blaming, and you know, what is happening? The same word, same thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Hadith al-Qudsi, لا تسبوا الدهر وأنا الدهر. Don't ever scold the dahar, means the time changes, climate changes, the error, whatever. Wa ana dahar, I am the time. Ana uqallibul layl fi nahar, I am the time means I change people's mind and heart quickly. We have lots of stories, incidents in the world, what is happening overnight, the president changed overnight, this thing happens, he won't even think. He was, might depend on my power, I have the armies, whatever. That's how it happened. So we all of us have to depend in the taqwa and tawakkul and yaqeen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is very important. By that we can survive. So how, like I mentioned, like let the price increase, let the fuel increase, let what? Okay, we'll increase towards this side, towards our zikr, Quran tilawat, salat, amal, by increasing this. By this, the heart contentment will be there. Happiness will be there. Whatever Allah will give us, barakat. Whatever salary we are earning. But a small thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakat. In happiness. That is very important. Today, some of us have many of them. Enough of money. But there is no barakah. Money comes, but don't know where it goes. There is no happiness. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, we cannot buy happiness. So all this, today's topic is covering many things, our nation and our role means, all the roles towards the, each and every individual start thinking, what must I do? Towards Allah, towards my neighbor, towards my boss, everybody start thinking that. Be honesty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things perfect. We'll give everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open it. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Like how we believe good also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bad also comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to have that stronger iman to accept that and act it. How can we build up this? By amal, by listening to good deeds, by things. So we have to gear it up. We have to get ready for that. Our time has gone. Our children, our towards the youth, children, make them preparation, tell them. And from that itself, when they are building up, mashallah, it won't be a problem. It won't be a tense. Nothing will happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us the way. So let us increase towards our amal. And ibadat and dua is very important. Dua is a weapon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, in many places Allah says, you ask me, I will give you. You ask me, I will guide you. So we will ask by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will pray two rakats and ask by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Allah says, you know, who is there to ask, I am ready to give. We are shy. We are not allocating some time towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ask by Allah subhanahu. Speak to Allah subhanahu. Tell everything. Whatever we like, whatever we wish, it will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. A difficult situation, Allah. I'm finding difficult. I don't know anybody. Allah will send someone. So for that we have to gear it up. Sahabas, they lived according to them. They did. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed. See the Badr sahab, the incident, the story, the Badr sahabas. They never depend on the material, the weapons or whatever. Only 313 sahabas. They know Allah will help. Allah is there with us. Allah looked after. Allah took care. Like that, my dear respected elders and mothers in Islam. Let us build up ourselves towards the akhlaq, towards the dua, day by day, increasing by amal. In this only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the success and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the happiness, whatever we want. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.
Al-Mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira.